It's time for us to talk some Black Bear football as we are joined by the head coach of the Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, a fine Monday afternoon to you.
Beautiful out there, Rich.
It is indeed. A little on the steamy side, but yeah, we'll take it. Anytime I'm coming to the station in shorts on the first day of autumn, I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's a positive, I'd say.
Also a positive, your Black Bears taking care of business on the road out at Colgate this weekend. They were feisty. Dare we say they were salty this weekend?
They were. You could tell. I mean, it was just, first of all, you know, credit to Colgate. They got a great team. They're very well coached. You know, they're still a little banged up right now. You know, luckily we were able to execute and finish that game. But it was, I mean, as you know, it was a really cool atmosphere. I've never been out there, but very cool atmosphere for college football. It was a beautiful day. You kind of like smell football in the air a little bit. But our guys, they were pretty salty after that last one, and they came out ready to fight, and luckily we were able to escape with a win.
Yeah, and you had a couple of goals before the game. One was to establish the run, check, and one was to stop their run, check again. Really took care of business on both sides of the football.
Yeah, I was happy overall. I mean, with the run defense, you know, there's some good things there. And then when they started getting into more of a drop-back game, Coach Ryan and defense staff did a nice job getting some pressures going and different combinations on third down. But we ended up with 8 sacks, which I didn't realize. Tyson told me, but it's been 7 years since we had that many sacks in a game. So that was very impressive. Really great to see because, you know, that was a part of our game we had been missing. And then offensively, you know, we had a plan and we stuck to it. And was disappointed in the second half, to be honest with you. I thought there were some things that we need to execute a little bit better. Only ran 54 plays, and a lot of that had to do with, you know, with Earn with the 2 returns. So I'm not going to get too upset about that. But I just felt like we could have finished that ball game a little bit better on offense. Defensively, I thought we did finish the ball game well with that stop there at the end of fourth down. So this, you know, some encouraging things.
Ernest Edwards, you mentioned him. My goodness, 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns. He's the CAA Special Teams Player of the Week. He's the Stats FCS National Special Teams Player of the Week. No surprise there. I just hope people keep kicking to him.
I'm all in. he's a tremendous player. And the thing that honestly, just, you know, from having a relationship with him for so long, the thing that's been very impressive to me is you can tell a lot of times pregame with him the level of focus he has and the level of execution that he's going to be at. And I just feel like he's been very businesslike recently. You know, it's been all football and just making plays and doing his job. He's been excellent in the run game, which a lot of people wouldn't expect from a guy of his size. But he's been doing it and made a big play that really got our momentum back on the touchdown, the long touchdown there. We worked on that play all week, and he did a really, really nice job along with some other guys. And then the returns, I mean, the first one was blocked up at a very, very high level. And the second one, you know, was blocked up pretty well, but honestly, he was able to make some people miss and do what he does. And then really that third one, we actually, I'll put it on me, but we outthought ourselves a little bit. We called a return the other way thinking they weren't going to kick it to him, and they did. So I apologize to him for that one. But, I mean, he's just a special player, and, you know, that changes the game. That sequence right there where, you know, we turn it over for we basically didn't execute and threw the interception over the middle there. They went out with the trick play and hit it, and then we were able to go down and score and then get the kickoff returns. It's very similar to the prior week where that sequence of plays changed the game. And, you know, we luckily came out on the positive end of that.
You told us before the game Joe Fitzpatrick was going to be very busy, and he certainly responded, ending up with over 100 yards. And nobody out there, I would think, gives you any more with what they've got for ability than Joe Fitz.
I mean, you want to talk about a salty guy out there. He just, the emotion, you know, last year I was in the booth. The emotion that he plays with, the physicality that he plays with, you know, some of those runs at the end, especially when we were really in 4-minute mode trying to run out the clock, just very physical and very intelligent to try to stay in bounds and keep running the clock. And you know, he just does a nice job. And he's very underrated in pass pro. He's been huge in some 2-minute drills in the last 2 years for us, catching the ball. He's kind of old reliable, you know, and it was good to see him. He was our offensive MVP as a team, went over 100 yards. And then Emmanuel Reed, he got banged up a little bit in the fourth quarter. That's why he came out. But he did some really nice things as well, and it was really good to see him get going in a few different styles of runs. You know, we tried to open it up for both him and Joe to see what they could do, and I was pleased with both of them.
On the defensive side, a lot of guys stepped up, particularly in that first half, but nobody more than Max Roberts, who really had a terrific game, 2.5 sacks, and he seems to be one of those guys who's always near the ball.
Yeah, we're going to keep needing more from him. You know, he didn't get that many snaps, but he made the most of a couple opportunities, you know, with those sacks. He made a couple mistakes that are probably a product not playing a ton, you know, and he had to earn his way into the lineup a little bit, but we expect some big things out of him, and we're looking for more on third down in terms of that speed rush position, especially without Deshaun, just to be honest. And we feel like he has the potential to give that to him. I mean, he plays, you know, if you talk about how Fitzy plays the game, I mean, he plays the game that way on the other side. I mean, he just goes, and in practice and training camp, I had to tell him, like, all right, slow down a little bit. he plays the game hard, so it was good to see him play well.
And there seemed to be, I guess I'd say more of that the black hole swagger that we've come to expect out there.
Yeah, really, I think the epitome of it was challenge them. I believe it was the very end of the game, their last possession. When we had, you know, we had, unfortunately, on offense, we didn't execute. They got the ball back, we had to punt, and, you know, the ball's on the 25. And it's like, all right, guys, let's see what the black hole is all about. And I really challenged them and called them out and said, let's see who we're going to be. And first play, you know, we give up a big play. Basically, it was on one guy, and we didn't execute. But after that, they completely hunkered in. And, you know, everybody knew it was four down territory down there, and it would have changed the game, you know, made it close or made it a one-score game. And they just, honestly, they just hunkered in and made plays and just said no more. And it's very encouraging to see that. I think there's still things that we need to clean up. I think everybody knows that. But we're getting closer to the identity of what the black hole is in 2019, and that makes me very, very confident.
Well, this week, back to the road for a huge game against a surprising Villanova team, 4-0 after an overtime win over Towson, a transfer quarterback who's been making a lot of good things happen, and a defense that's been very tough the last couple of years. As you look ahead to the Villanova game, what are a couple of keys for you guys to be successful?
Well, once again, I mean, it's similar to last week, you know, the Towson. It's a lot about the quarterback. And, I mean, if you look at, again, six total touchdowns or something like that, he's a tremendous player. You know, I know he was at Campbell before, but he's an excellent CAA player. And he can run, he can throw, he does a lot of different things. He runs the show over there. It's a new offense. They're doing a really good job getting the ball to their skill. You know, and we're familiar with their skill. We recruited a lot of those guys, so we know who they are. Coach Ferrante is an excellent coach, and they got that program rolling right now. And that win last week, I mean, what a wild game that was. you know, now everything's kind of even. And it's early in the season. You can't really look at that stuff. Because I think what got us in this position is just taking it one game at a time. And, you know, we just happen to be playing Villanova. We know this is a great team. They got great personnel. They're always good on defense. I think they're excellent on defense this year. They get some really, really good players. They fly to the ball. They cover. They're well coached. So, you know, it's another CAA opponent, and we got to play our game. We got to play well. And we get the game to the fourth quarter, and we're playing well. We got a shot to win.
All right, Nick, we appreciate it. As always, have a great week of practice. We'll see you Friday, hopefully with that smell of victory still hanging in the air.
I'm all in. I'll see you.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Charlton talking Black Bear football with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Sea Dog Brewing Company. They're the home of the Black Bear Coaches shows on Front Street in Bangor. Join Coach Nick Charlton along with Brian Sullivan Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for the Black Bear Coaches show at the Sea Dog Brewing Company in Bangor.